The work of artist Julianne Swartz is not easy to categorize or describe. She uses a variety of materials, from cement and plastic to wire, feathers, and sound. And her work is often playful, pulling the viewer in, inviting participation, and counting on our own perceptions and experiences to make sense or not of what we're seeing and hearing.
You're amazing. You're more intelligent and beautiful than you think you are.
This piece is called Affirmation, part of Julianne Swartz's exhibit How Deep Is Your, now at the Decordiva Museum in Lincoln. These voices take you by surprise in the bathroom of the museum, offering you all kinds of reasons to feel good about yourself.
But somebody said that about you, that you had a special sparkle.
You're not crazy. I love how crazy you are.
Well, I want people to have their own experience, like an experience that's theirs and no one else's.
Julianne Swartz was born in Arizona. She now lives in New York and says Affirmation was a project she first did several years ago for the Tate Liverpool Museum.
Your eyes make sense to me. When you speak, I understand every word.
I want to always hear those voices when I go into the bathroom. Is the idea that people will sort of be surprised by that in an unexpected place?
Ideally, they should surprise you. And they're coming out of the sink. Actually, that's the sink. Is the they're coming out of the drain of the sink.
Oh, out of the drain. Interesting.
Yeah.
It strikes me that your work, it really puts the viewer in the middle of it. It becomes experiential.
Yes, yeah. I try to make kind of an equation between the viewer's experience and my own experience, like filtering my own experience or what I... an experience I want to have or I want to see, and something created for someone else to have.
I mean, for many artists, it's a very private, personal impulse to make art in general, and Julianne is no exception for that.
This is Rachel Arouse, the curator of the exhibit at the Decordiva.
But then it's meant to travel to a sort of universal realm, something that transcends the specificity of it back to Julianne. And then when the viewer receives it, when the person visiting the exhibition receives it, it has this potential to become personal again. And I think Julianne, and a lot of works that Julianne does really in make that possible in a really beautiful and elegant material way, and then this incredible emotional way.
The title piece of the exhibit, How Deep Is Your, greets you in the lobby with bright blue PVC pipe that's a conduit for sound, according to the artist Julianne Swartz.
And it, if you follow it to the right, it leads you back into the origin room of the sound, which is, we can walk back there if you want. Which is this room I discovered behind the coat room that leads to the boiler. I think it's the boiler room. It's a room full of pipes, but if you peek your head, this door stays closed, but you can peek in right there.
When you peek in, there's a confusion of pipes. Some are part of the Decordiva's actual plumbing system. Others are part of Swartz's work. So is a record player and a mirror in which you see yourself peeking in. Then those two blue pipes lead you back to the lobby.
And at this point, they meet in this Y junction, and the two tracks of sound become one track of sound.
I see.
So they mix as one sound, and then they travel through the museum, and at various points there's leaks in the piping system where you can hear a little bit of sound come out.
That's right, the Bee Gees. And if you listen really carefully, you can also hear a John Lennon song. The blue pipe leads up the stairs into the main gallery and ends in a big inverted trumpet structure.
This is the end point.
So there's a big blue sort of funnel at the end of this piece, and now you can hear the music again.
And the funnel's meant to isolate your experience within this other space so that the viewer, you know, when you put your body in the funnel, then the viewer becomes part of the sculptural object.
That's great.
I was thinking about these two songs that basically bordered the time of my childhood. Mm-hmm. Thinking about nostalgia, memory, adolescence, also loneliness, connection, because both of these songs are, you know, they're both love songs. They're both songs that have a certain flavor of yearning. And so I was thinking about that as a material flowing through an architectural space.
Mm. Is it like a journey, too? I mean, the following the blue pipe makes me think that this is a journey of sort of unpredictable routes and outcomes.
Yeah, it's definitely a journey. You have followed the piece, and then when you get, and the sound gets lower and lower as you follow it, and I kind of thought of that as time, like you move farther and farther away from the experience, it becomes more and more remote. Mm. When I made this piece, vinyl was not nostalgic yet, and now it really is. Now, when I made this piece, vinyl was just outdated, and now it's come back with a certain nostalgia, so that I think that gives this piece a little bit different meaning also.
You put your head into that funnel to hear the sound, but...
Again, curator Rachel Arouse.
Another element of Julianne's work is really becoming part of the spectacle of the exhibition, mm-hmm. and there are other works in the exhibition that engage that moment as well, that idea that you experiencing the work activate the work in ways for other people in the gallery who are watching you listen to that sound and watching you have that moment of nostalgia or fun or memory.
Julianne, you like the idea of the viewer becoming a part of the work, right?
Yes, I do. Either engaging the viewer's body or engaging the viewer's attention in a surprising way so that the viewer owns the experience differently, that the lines between the work of art and the viewer are a little bit blurred.
And that blurriness can sometimes lead to a bit of humor in her work. If those affirmations in the bathroom don't make you smile, step into the elevator and you're greeted with a bright yellow plush carpet and this computerized update of that 60s anthem, The Age of Aquarius.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius.
As our friend Sebastian Smee, art critic at the Boston Globe, put it so well, the vicissitudes of perception, all of them always in flux, are at the very center of what Julianne Swartz does. Her exhibit, How Deep Is Your?, is at the Decordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln through December 30th.